fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Washington, D.C. moved in overnight to clear a protest encampment at George Washington University.
It was like a relatively chaotic scene.
These demonstrations continue on college campuses. ABC News, meanwhile, has learned the U.S. suspended weapons shipments to Israel last week. Israel's begun its military action in the city of Rafah, but ABC's Mary Bruce in the White House says...
This also comes as the White House continues to express optimism that a ceasefire deal here is still achievable and is possible. All of this is going to be top of mind here in Washington today as the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff face questions up on Capitol Hill.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more testimony from adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who described meeting Trump in 2006 and their encounter. Judge denied a defense motion for a mistrial, and cleanups underway in Portage, Michigan, where a reported tornado moved through. This is ABC News. For the second time in less than a decade, a president of the United States will be at the exact same site in Racine, Wisconsin, touting a big tech investment. ABC's Karen Travers explains.
Nearly 6 years ago, then-President Trump touted a $10 billion investment by Taiwanese company Foxconn, saying it would bring 13,000 manufacturing jobs to the area. Instead, state and local governments invested about $500 million to prepare for a massive manufacturing campus that never fully developed. The White House says President Biden today will announce a $3.3 billion investment by Microsoft to build a new AI data center at the site, creating about 4,000 jobs. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
And available now, a pineapple that will cost a mint. Del Monte selling what it calls its Ruby Glow pineapple with a red skin. The variety took more than a decade to develop. The price tag, $400 if you can find it. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join Robin on May 11th for her official grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements on Main Street in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Handcrafted fresh for any occasion, Robin's arrangements are made from the heart. Whether it's a birthday, anniversary, wedding, or sympathy, Robin's Custom Arrangements has you covered. Don't miss this opportunity to experience beauty and creativity firsthand. See you there May 11th, Mother's Day weekend.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free 4-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kathleen E. Radlinger, age 71, Park Falls, died on Saturday, May 4th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her brother, Alvin Radlinger, Jr. of Park Falls, by her aunt Carol Radlinger of Michigan, and many cousins and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Monday, May 13th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation will be held at the funeral home on Monday, May 13th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Catherine E. Radlinger, age 71, Park Falls. A graveside service for Donald Deke Fleetner, age 90, of Phillips, who passed away on January 12th, will take place on Thursday, May 9th, at Lakeside Cemetery, located in Phillips, with military honors conducted by the VFW Post 5778. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This is the graveside service notice for Donald Deke Fleetner, age 90, Phillips. Charles Andrew Bezzata, 56, passed away on May 6th at his home in Phillips. Chuck is survived by Diane Buska, by his sister, Kelly Chapman of Phillips, further survived by his nieces. Celebration of life and interment of ashes at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips will take place at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Charles Andrew Bezzata, 56, of Phillips.
Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69, of Lugerville, passed away suddenly on May 3rd, 2024, at home with her family by her side. She is survived by her mother, Marion Sleck of Phillips, six siblings, Maureen Krause of Marshfield, Judy Sleck of Phillips, Pat Flickershog of Whitehall, Richard Sleck of Phillips, Zelda Harsh of Phillips, Billy Sleck of Minnesota, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69. Of Lugerville.
Graveside services for Donald Schultz, 95, of Phillips, who passed away January 15th of this year, will take place at 11 a.m. this Saturday, May 11th, at Lakeside Cemetery, located in Phillips. Military honors conducted by VFW 5778. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the graveside service notice for Donald Schultz, 95, of Phillips. Elaine M. Fergus, 83, Phillips, passed away on Saturday, April 5th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her stepchildren, Jeffrey D. Fergus, Kenneth J. Fergus, Christy Parmalee, and Kim Marie Nabalinski. Further survived by her step-grandchildren, by her step-great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, and many other loved ones and friends. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Elaine M. Fergus, 83, of Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Song I like.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
98Q Country.
I've learned when I go to a restaurant, if I order an iced tea, it automatically comes with 3 pounds of sugar in it. Y'all call that sweet tea. We call it diabetes. Things like when I'm in Los Angeles, if I go to a store and they're like, can I help you find anything? I'm like, I'm okay. And if I'm feeling really friendly that day, I'm like, I'm okay, thanks. That's it. That's where it ends. Then I got to Nashville. I'm at TJ Maxx one day. I can hear the ladies in the row next to me. Can I help you find anything? I'm all right, but thank you so much for asking. It's my pleasure. It's a beautiful day outside. Yes, it is, but they say it's going to rain about 3 o'clock. Make sure you get home before the traffic is going to be a mess. Bless your heart. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I have energy for the South.
Sexy stomach.
I do want a sexy stomach.
I do too. You can have the sexy stomach. Simply follow these two tips.
Only two?
Sounds so easy.
Tip number one, lose weight.
Lose weight.
I never thought of that.
And tip number two, exercise.
Of course.
Exercise.
No.
What?
Look, you annoying jerk. We've tried that.
If you're glib, little, follow these two tips doesn't cut it.
So we're taking you out.
What?
Get him.
Hey, out.
If you're going to be a glib, annoying jerk, learn self-defense at Larry's Gym. And who knows, with enough training, you might even get a sexy stomach, too.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, all right.
Self-defense classes at Larry's Gym. You can't beat them.
I always turn them on first thing in the morning.
98Q Country.
Whispering pines, I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
There, or Onaw, if you spell it correct, 26 past 7. It is a Wednesday. It looks to be a cloudy day today, but drier today than it was yesterday, although the afternoon hours yesterday turned out in a lot of areas to be a lot drier than what they initially had talked about. Temperatures will rise to about probably about 66, it looks like, for today. We got a very special giveaway going on today. We are going to do a little text to win contest today, tomorrow. We have a couple of pairs of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at Lake of the Torches that's going on Saturday night. The guy says, I was watching a video just yesterday. He does a fabulous job doing a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. It's typically, it normally costs you $20 to get in there. But we're going to get a pair of tickets today and tomorrow to maybe you. So here's all you need to do. You just text to win. You text us the keyword for today, which is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. You can spell it I-E if you want. I don't know. Jimmy is the keyword for today, so text that to us sometime today. Go to the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded that on your phone already, you probably have it from our previous giveaways. Just go into that 98Q Country the big logo, it's right there. When you download the Civic Media app and just hit text and Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, and you're in. You automatically be in for the pair of tickets. We'll do two today. We'll do two tomorrow. So let's text to win. Let's get her rolling. Let's get her rolling, and you'll automatically be in just by one simple text. Again, download that Civic Media app from your iPhone or Android Play Store. That'll allow you to listen to 98Q. And I believe we've got we're still kind of building up the 103.1. Interview changes over there. great music, about adding stuff on there. But I believe you can also listen to 103.1 on there, I believe, if not coming soon. But 98Q is where you want to do the text. So download that Civic Media app and go to 98Q, hit text, Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, and you're in. You're in for the two pairs of for the pair of tickets valued at $40 to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert Saturday night at Lake of the Torches. All right, big auction going on online for you folks right here in Park Falls. They're just a couple miles out of Park Falls on 182. Go to heckmanauction.com today, tomorrow, tonight. The items will start to close out Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I was on there yesterday. I have placed bids on several items. So I always say, don't you dare outbid me. Well, of course you can outbid me. But, you know, I might give you a little, I might give you one of these. You know, the nose kind of, I might give you one of those. Oh, really? A lot of good items on there. A lot of just cool items, a lot of everyday useful items. So check it out, H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, heckmanauction.com. And this is the Norm and Lorraine Miller estate, and tons of stuff on there. You can preview it tomorrow if you want to run out there between 10 and 1 tomorrow, just a couple miles out of Park Falls on 182 to W7017. You can take a look at all the stuff before the items start to close out tomorrow night. If you've never been a part of the online auction, it's very simple to do. You scroll through the items, you look, and then you hit bid. And if you haven't been in there before, it takes just a second to, you know, they want to know who you are. You can't just randomly bid. You just set up an account, and then when you go in and bid, you just, like, tap, and you're there. It tells you if you got the high bid or if someone outbid you. It's a lot of fun. It's a new, and I know we all like the traditional auctions, you know, being there with the, you know, with the hot dogs and the chips and the lawn chairs, and that still does exist. But the online stuff is so cool because a lot of times you can't make it to those auctions. It's a commitment. It's a day. Here, you can do it when you want to do it. Lunch hour. HeckmanAuction.com, H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, HeckmanAuction.com. And they have other ones coming up. There's another one in Phillips coming up, too. So get on there. I'll warn you right now, it's addicting. You get on there, it's fun. It's just like, oh, where did that last hour go? Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Heck yeah, why not? We've got the 50-50 progressive drawing going on tonight with the Park Falls Legion, of course, at 7:30, over $9,000. Earn the jackpot for that. Lots of local stuff on Reality Radio this morning. We're going to talk about, they got the big grand opening at Robbins Custom Arrangements, and the Phillips Powerlifting team are part of that, doing a fundraiser for their big venture coming up. We'll chat with them. Nikki's going to talk to us about the wood tick races. Oh, we love the wood tick races at Oxbow Resort. And we're going to get updated on what's going on with our city of Park Falls this morning, and also Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They're getting things cranked up there. Tanya and Dave will chat with them a little later in the 9 o'clock hour. We call it Reality Radio, and the reality is we just never know what else is going to happen or who's going to show up during those time slots. It comes up a little bit after 8 here this morning. Hope you are well. Cloudy skies, and it's going to be a lot of cloud cover today. We're hoping that sun makes an appearance here and there, but it'll be mild. 66 is what we're looking at. We're at 50 right now, twice an hour. News and sports. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Washington, D.C. moved in overnight to clear a protest encampment at George Washington University.
It was like a relatively chaotic scene.
These demonstrations continue on college campuses. ABC News, meanwhile, has learned the U.S. suspended weapons shipments to Israel last week. Israel's begun its military action in the city of Rafah, but ABC's Mary Bruce of the White House says...
This also comes as the White House continues to express optimism that a ceasefire deal here is still achievable and is possible. All of this is going to be top of mind here in Washington today as the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff face questions up on Capitol Hill.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more testimony from adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who described meeting Trump in 2006 and their encounter. Judge denied a defense motion for a mistrial, and cleanups underway in Portage, Michigan, where a reported tornado moved through. This is ABC News.
Civ Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is at the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the Crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to them over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to him. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. It's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this and I'm looking at Ricky and I'm looking back at him and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at bat and he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch and then 3-1. And he goes, one more, and he turned back to him and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't want to look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to.
You mean it? Well, at least two out of three ain't bad, right? It's 17 before 8, 743. 98Q covering all of Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods and also covering certain sections of Florida, too. So it's always nice. Huh? We are streaming worldwide, folks. We are in the backwoods of Alabama. We are in the Aborigines. We are in the, what other words do I know that I don't even know what they mean? We're in the trying to think of the outlying areas of Australia. Put another shrimp on the Barbie. What do they call? My brain's fried. We could be having tea and crumpets in England. You never know where people are listening online. Worldwide at 98qcountry.com and on that Civic Media app. Text us to win. We're giving away a couple of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert Saturday night at Lake of the Torches. That's a $40 value, $20 a ticket. And we're going to get you in there for free. Just text us, Jimmy, shoot us a text sometime today. We'll be determining the winner tomorrow morning. And then we're going to give away another pair tomorrow also. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, do so. And that way you get 98Q Country available on your phone 24/7. So download that Civic Media app, 98Q Country. Just tap on that. And then there's a little button that says text. That would be, and then you put the word Jimmy in there and you're in. That's all there is to it. Text to win with 98Q Country. I'm going to send you over to Lake of the Torches to see a little Jimmy Buffett tribute concert. What else is going on today? Today is something day that I'm not even going to mention because it's just embarrassing. Today is no socks day, by the way. I would suggest putting socks on, unless, of course, you're in Florida on the beach. I'm going to mention names. Today is also National Receptionist Day. I thought we had, the word secretary is inappropriate now. Don't even talk about the old horse secretariat. It's not a word we use. So we had a few weeks ago, there was a word professional in there. There's another word for assistant. So now National Receptionist Day today. If you are all right with that title and you want to take it and run with it, just randomly go up to people today and tell them it's National Receptionist Day, and maybe they'll buy you lunch. Maybe they'll walk away thinking you're a weirdo. Tom Selleck, his show Blue Bloods is ending. Are you a fan of that show? 14 years they've been doing that, so that show's coming to an end. The Boy Scouts have officially announced they are dropping the word boy. It's just going to be Scouting America is what it's going to be. I used to have the Boy Scouts, used to have the Girl Scouts, used to have... Unless you're involved with that, you don't really know how you got the brownies, you got the bears, the cubs, and all that stuff. So now it's just Scouting America. I think that's a good idea. You want to come learn about some good people doing some good stuff? Scouting America. That's what we're going to do. All right. We're going to shoot us that text now so you can be in for those Jimmy Buffett tribute tickets. We're going to do some reality radio a little bit later on after 8 this morning. Some good local stuff going on at 7:46. The Brewers, they win. Did you hear Pat Murphy's clip during Mike Clemens Sports there just a little bit ago? By the way, Mike Clemens, he's taking a couple weeks off. He lost his mom, so... he's taking a couple weeks off. He's going to come back again a week from Friday, so we're thrilled that we'll have him back on. But Mike Clemens reported last night's game, and I'm trying to make sure I have the right button here pushed so I can play this. Pat Murphy was talking about the fact that Willie Adamidas came to the plate, and he basically called his shot last night. And this is what Murphy had to say.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle, Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to them over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Dead serious.
That's what he did. He'll tell you about it. It's amazing.
And he apparently he was chatting with the fans before he went to the plate. He was chatting with them during the at bat, and then it got to be like, was it 3-0 or 3-1, whatever the count was. It was three balls, and apparently Willie Adamidas pointed to the fans and said, here we go, and then he hit the home run. It's crazy. Now if I'm the manager, Pat Murphy, I'm humored by that, but behind the scenes, you're pulling Adamidas aside, and you're just saying, in the future, let's just play ball. I don't think you're going to reprimand him for what he did, but just kind of say, you know, that was cute, but chances are the next 100 times you do that, it's probably not going to work. So just leave it alone. It's kind of like picking, like, red 23 on the roulette wheel. If you nail it the first time, just walk away, because it's not going to go well after that.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. With a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Sammy Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Right, for those of you taking time to text us to be in for the Jimmy Buffett tickets. We're going to do a little shift here this morning. This is the first time that we've done this contest solo ourselves. We're going to change the word, okay? Because those of you who texted us already and texted us the word Jimmy, you're going to be in. But some of you are getting messages saying that that word has expired. Well, I don't know what that even means. So let's do this. The key word for today, tribute. A tribute, because I was looking at the message that Darla sent me, and I think that's the right one now. Tribute, T-R-I-B-U-T-E, tribute. Text that to us, and I'm sorry for adding something to your to-do list today, but you may win these tickets. It'd be pretty cool. So text us the word tribute. That's the key word for today for the Jimmy Buffett tribute tickets on that Civic Media app. We apologize for the confusion. So I'm getting old, all right? Give me a break.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts SHOW to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text SHOW to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text SHOW to 200-300 now. Text SHOW to 200-300.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun poking in from time to time, maybe a sprinkle or two by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 37. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing everywhere.